the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. And let me tell you something. I was in quite a predicament earlier today.
Oh, I heard about this in the news.
Actually, you didn't. I held that story back.
Oh.
Okay. I'm on my computer at home.
Looking at porn.
No, I was paying some bills, checking some shit out. And
that's what Mark called it. I'm going to go pay some bills. And he means he's going to jerk off to porn.
Listen, I don't need to give excuses to anyone. I'm going to go jerk off. I'm going to jerk off. Anyway, I get one of these really bad leg cramps, and my chair was like so...
You gotta stretch before you jerk off. It's very important.
I know.
And make sure you get all your fluids.
Well, I didn't drink water yet that day, so that was probably it. Mm-hmm. But, and my chair was like really up against the computer, and you know my chair, you just can't push it back.
Yeah, because...
It's a nursing chair.
Yeah.
It's a stationary rocking nursing chair. So,
well, you milk things in that chair.
Yeah, so I get some use out of it. But you know, when you get one of those cramps, you have to stretch out your leg.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough space to stretch out my leg, and I couldn't stand up because I was so far.
So what did you do? Knock over your computer or something?
No, I was just stuck there for a while. Like, holy shit, I can't move.
Did it occur to you to call 911 or something?
Call 911. I got a cramp.
It's funny you should say that. So the other day...
Let me finish my fucking story first.
It's on
the other day.
God. Go on.
And, I mean, it just took a while. I, like, really slowly, I had to use, like, my arms just to pick up my body and kind of, like, swing myself over. And holy shit, man. It took a while.
What did you get for living alone, man? You can't call for help.
Help me. My son was home, but he's 50 pounds. He can't pick me up.
If you ever fall in the shower, you're just going to have to lie there and die.
I'll drown myself.
Goodbye to the world. I don't know if you can drown yourself on purpose.
No one ever drowned.
I don't think you can drown yourself by just sticking your head in water.
That you can't do. The only way you can drown yourself is to...
If you do that thing they show on TV where you just kind of like walk out into the...
No. You can drown yourself in your bathtub. You tie your legs at the ankles. You tie your hands behind your back. And you just fucking... get on in. And I think you have to like tie your feet up to something above you so that you're kind of hanging and there's no way for you to
sit up. You could just do sit-ups.
For how long?
Dude, your adrenaline will go and you'll be
like, dude, at some point you won't be able to do any more sit-ups.
And how are you tying your own hands together?
You can tie your hands behind your back.
If you could tie your hands behind your back, you could probably untie your hands behind your back.
Fine. I have handcuffs. Because you know I'm into S&M. So I have handcuffs at home. Mm. And then there you go. Eventually, you can't do a sit-up anymore, and you're just late. What a horrible way to die.
Well, you're trying to kill yourself, so mission accomplished.
No, but what if you change your mind during? Meanwhile, what? On your 800 crunch?
Were you around when I made my statistic? I said, like 90% of suicide victims, they regret it right before they die.
I think you're talking about people jumping off bridges.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I was there. And then somebody called you on and said, wait a minute. How would you know? They're dead.
We interviewed suicide victims.
On the way down.
What do you call a suicide person? A suicide...
They're not victims, because you did it to yourself. You make yourself a victim? That doesn't really make sense.
I don't know. Anyway, so I was getting out of work, and there was... Of course, it's snow.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I remember the last day I didn't have to brush off my car. Ugh. So anyways, you know you get like all the ice and build up in your wipers, and like I turn my wipers on and I get my car. It's not moving anything. It's like... It's all smeary, so I had to get out. But I didn't turn the car or the wipers off, so I knew it was going to come at me at some point, and even though I knew it, I still got, like, startled, and I backed up. Like, I backed up, and I pulled a muscle on my calf. I, like, jerked back.
Because you were so scared of your car.
It was just a reaction. I have quick reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what hurt me.
It's like your car was going to come in your face.
I still got the massage certificate. I just got to print that shit
out. Man, and you quit bragging about that shit.
See, I still can't decide. It's for 90 minutes.
I don't know. Should I do it for 45 or 45 or go the whole 90? I don't know.
Or 30 each. I don't know why I'm doing an impression of myself.
Or 30 each. I could do three.
Wait a minute. Three sets of 30.
Nine tens. Do that. Well, how much can you break it up?
Here's why. I'm bad at
decisions.
1 minute.
90 times, 1 minute each. Go.
It could go like this. I do all the 90 minute, and it's so awesome. Like, fuck, I should have saved it. I could have got a, you know, another one next month. Or,
you do 30 minutes. Like, man, that sucked. I got another fucking 60
minutes. Not
going to
come back here some other time?
Or yeah. Can't you just give it to me? Or give it to your girlfriend? If it sucks so bad?
I suppose.
Yeah.
What are the chances that someone touching me for an hour or a half hour would suck, though?
What if a boxer is touching you for a half hour, beating the shit out of you? Wouldn't that suck?
Well, I like a nice, tough massage.
So. No, he's punching you. He's hitting you.
That might feel good on your back.
A real professional boxer punching you in your back is not going to feel good.
I remember in middle school, Tim Allmeter.
He walked on your back because he's Asian.
No. He goes, he lays down in the, we're in gym. I don't know. We weren't dry. I don't know what the hell we were in the gym for, but we weren't at gym class. Anyways, he's lying on the ground. He goes, hey, Klein, come here. Walk on my back. I'm like, what? You know, I probably weighed like 100 pounds then, so it would have been fine. But I'm like, what do you mean walk on your back?
Well, he probably weighed 100 pounds
like,
too.
Yeah, I got to crack my back. Just walk on it. I'm like, I don't think so, dude. I mean, I'm still liable if I kill you somehow.
Oh, you know what? People used to ask me a lot to help them crack their backs. You know that move where they kind of like cross their arms in front of them and you give them like a,
yeah,
you pick
them up.
You like give them, and you give them a squeeze.
Yeah, what if you paralyze their ass?
Well, look, I'm pretty strong. But you know what? No one asks me to do that anymore. Someone hasn't asked me in years.
Why? Because you don't look like you'd be good for that job? Or
because I don't think people want me hugging them anymore. That's why.
You know, I used to get angry.
Why won't you hug me?
In my day, especially in the days before I actually dated women, where these
back
girls...
Back then, you just used to use them.
I was a giant
nerd. I'm
just
fucking a chick, man.
And these girls would hug, like, hey, give me a hug, and they kiss me on the cheek.
That's fucking nothing. That's like, that's condescending. Fuck
don't
you.
Don't condescend me. You. Oh, I almost called her a cunt.
Almost. You almost said
I
cunt.
Took it back.
Yeah, that was a close one.
But
that's, cunt
it's,
attack.
It pissed me off. I remember the one time in a pool with two chicks, and they're both by each side of me.
They were both blowing
kissing
you.
My cheek. And at the time, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Then when I think back, like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, you.
I should have started fingering one of them. Like, hey, how do you like this?
How do you like this rape? Huh? Is that fun?
Well, that girl I did the one time.
You did rape her?
No, I touched her.
Inappropriately?
I guess cause she wasn't asking for it.
I call me crazy? That sounds pretty rapish to me.
Well, I don't, you know.
Well.
We were kind of just sitting on a couch together, and I said, hey, let's give it a try, you know.
Well, you said that, or you just did it?
And I didn't even know what I was doing, so when I say I touched her, I didn't even touch the right. I think I got to where her pubes were, and I kind of stopped, like, ah, oh, this is awesome.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
I heard you got there and you didn't know what you were doing, so you were doing some weird shit. And she said you were doing it wrong anyway.
No.
That's the way she
told
it.
You're thinking of somebody else, I think.
This is the way she told it. Are you talking about the sister girls?
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, so am I.
I don't recall even much frying anything. I just kind of like, I got scared once I was down there.
That's not what she said. She told the story, too. That's how she told it.
Yeah, but people... I think I trust me more than her.
Really? The way you're stuttering and stammering? I don't know. I think I'm going to go ahead and trust her. Then she said you punched her in the face.
So, but the way she said it, it's almost like if I did an alright job, she would let it go. Doesn't that sound like that?
It kind of does sound like that. You were doing a bad job anyway, so I put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? These days, is every person going to be an expert lovemaker? Because with all the porn out there, everyone watches.
Listen,
there is no excuse anymore. Like, listen, I didn't know what I was doing.
Listen, I can watch.
When I started, I did not know what the fuck I was doing. I was 14 years old, and the year was 1847. I had no fucking idea what was going on.
Yeah, I can watch a show about building a shed. Then you put all the supplies in my back. It doesn't mean I'm going to shed.
Listen. Fucking is natural. Building a structure is not. With all the porn we watch, like, yeah, now I know what I'm doing. And it's not like I'm having a lot of sex, but you know what? I see a lot. You know, I picked up a few things.
You know, if I talk to my 16-year-old self about that same situation
person.
With that girl, or any in that time period, I go, dude, you try for every girl that comes within 3 feet of you. You're going to get turned down a lot, but eventually someone's going to say yes.
And after a while...
And then your confidence is going to start to build.
You know what? I think you'll build a thick skin and it won't even bother you anymore.
Yeah,
you'll just
keep doing
it. Because now, just the thought of me asking a
girl
out...
Would my life be better now? Probably not. I wouldn't think it would affect it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have more money in the bank or anything.
Anyway, the thought of me asking a girl out and her just saying no, flat out no, you can feel that fear in you, you know, that anxiety. Like, oh my God, I'd feel like shit. It's devastating. I wish I had that callus on there that's like, you know what? Hey, you want to do something tonight? No, fuck you.
Fuck you back. You know what? What is the percentage of people asking people out in person, not internet anymore?
Oh man, is it way
even
down.
Is it even now?
I don't even think it's even.
You think internet is above it? Like,
oh yeah, hell
you,
yeah.
If you went to 100 people at the mall, go, how did you meet your significant other? You know, you think it'd be like 60% internet and then 40%
possibly
work or friends, you know, whatever other bullshit ways people meet people. There's only so many ways.
Listen, have you seen the internet dating sites? They're booming. There's millions of people on those things.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but a lot of the girls aren't looking for anybody.
What are they doing on there?
Or maybe they're not looking for you. I think that's what it is.
Me in particular? Oh, probably.
Because you'll contact some of these people.
Hey, is Mark here? No? No. They're probably not looking for me.
Looking for Mark. That's the name for, that's her,
that's my new dating website.
Well, we already said it a while back, how we just have dating sites for you. Like, if you're a billionaire.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
That'd be awesome, because you just have a dating site, but there's only one suitor on there.
Yeah. Listen, if you want to date me, you make a profile.
If I was,
Bill Gates.
Who's my go-to hot guy now?
Hot guy? I thought you could do rich guy. You said billionaire.
Either way.
Not every hot guy is, super rich.
I guess hot guys don't need to do it. But, yeah, Bill Gates type.
Yeah. You have $80 billion in the bank. So, you set up your site, and then,
you can even charge them $20 a month. You might give them more money.
I know. That'd be a good idea.
Put on a weekly ABC Nightly News, like, and a billionaire has opened up his own dating site, but with a twist. More on that coming up after the break.
Goddamn commercials.
I know. So then, you just have that site. Just your picture on there, and that's it. You have all your stats and shit, and then
Yeah, oh my God, every day I'm just browsing. Who do I want to fuck today?
Well, I don't know if it'd be straight. You'd have to pretend it was dating.
No, but listen, that's what everything leads to. You know, everyone's on those dating sites.
Listen, not everything leads to that. I've been through many experiences in my life where it didn't lead to sex.
Eh, well, I mean, you take a girl out, there's a pretty good chance she's going to have sex with you.
Really? First time out?
Yeah, why not? Depending on the girl, depending on...
I know, all things even. What's the percentage?
Well, nothing's ever even.
The average...
Hold on.
Average first date, what is the percentage? If you added up every single first date...
In the world? By everyone?
Well, in America. Or whatever. In the Western, civilized countries.
I don't know. Do you think...
30%, I'd say.
Really? For having sex on a first date, 30%? Yeah. I was going to say higher. I was going to say 40.
Depends how you meet, too. If it's the internet, it's around 20. Well,
dude,
if it's internet where it's a date and you're not, because you know why? Because if you already met the person at work or school or something, it's going to go up a little bit because they already know you a little bit.
I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. All right. Because these days, the texting, the messaging, the Skyping is almost the same as having a relationship out in the real world. People see it the same exact way. If you're doing all of that kind of messaging for a certain amount of time, they already feel like they know you. And then throw in, hey, maybe we're going to have a phone conversation.
Yeah, but
by the time you meet, they already know you.
It's been a couple of years, but I was on there.
They already like you.
And I don't know, we'll say 10 meetings, maybe a couple of them I had success, but the rest either never talked to me again after we met, or, we hung out a few times and just like wasn't going. I remember, now this is one I mentioned a few weeks ago, I think, but I went out with this girl like 3 times. She was older than me. She was like, 80, at the time, 82. She was like 36 or 37.
She's dead.
Lived with her parents too. Pretty attractive, but I knew there was something up with her because she was too, she seemed too.
She was prissy.
I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it never, like.
She was mature.
Like, the first day, the first day, it's always like, everyone's, you're not, it's real, what's the word I'm looking for? Formal, So, where you're not really.
You got your top hat on and your bow tie.
But you know what I mean? It's like, it's nothing like crazy. The second day was the same thing, and the third was the same thing. Except at the end of the third, two of my credit cards got declined when we were at a pizza joint, but.
Oh, I thought you were going to say two of your credit cards got swiped.
Yeah, that was the night when we were at the pizza joint.
She robbed you.
She's like, oh. And the girl, knew I was on a date. She, whispered in my ear, like, oh, your credit card was declined. That's weird. I just paid that off. Yeah, here's another one. And that one got declined too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember how I ended up paying. I think I had another one that had like just enough.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, she never talked to me again.
You know
which
what?
I should have said, hey, bitch, you live with your parents.
Yeah, I know. So don't fucking judge me. Why don't you grow up and get an apartment?
But anyways, so that was one where we went out three times. And I even mentioned, like, hey, maybe we could...
maybe we could start fucking? We've been going out a while.
Maybe you can come over and watch a movie. She's like, oh, no. No, no, it's too soon for me to be coming over and watching a movie. I was like, we hung out twice already. I mean, come on. Apparently, you're either not into me or you're a fucking weirdo.
You know what? It's just the way you choose a girl. You know? If she's on your level or above, your chances of seeing action go way the fuck down.
So, Mark, what you're saying is you're a bottom feeder.
Not a bottom feeder. Just below what you are.
Oh.
I'm not at the fucking bottom,
I'm near the bottom, I feel. I have low self-esteem.
Listen, I'm realistic. I'm in the middle. You know, I'm not gross, but I'm not, you know, the hottest dude ever. I'm normal.
Yeah, so you're a little bit below middle.
Go fuck yourself. But, so, you know, you choose girls that are, you know, with your level or a little below. And guess what? You walk in there, you're a fucking stud, and they can't get a fucking enough.
I think they learned their lesson. Like, this guy's way too good for me. He's probably just going to use me for sex. But no.
But I guess I'm going to let him use me for sex because girls always do.
I'm going to hold out hopes that he's going to really fall in love with me because I have a great personality.
I know. No one does, though.
You know,
I haven't met one yet.
Like we've talked about before, the sense of humor. No one says they have a bad personality.
Horrible personality I have.
So do you have a good personality? Absolutely not. Horrible. I am just... It is not a joy to hang out with me. I am awful.
I don't like hanging out with me.
I'm always in a bad mood.
I might kill myself later.
I snap at you everything you say.
Literally.
I'm incredibly boring. I don't have any topics of conversation.
Oh my God, everyone's boring. You notice that?
That is true.
Holy shit. That's why at work, I don't
do any work.
No, I work. Well, I don't talk to anyone, and on my breaks, I go right to my car. I cannot sit in the break room with anyone.
I'm sure they all think you as a righteous dude.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what they think. But everyone's has
done. You say that, but if you saw a video, if they like videotaped up.
Yeah, I'd feel like shit.
Then you say you can't say you don't care.
Well, listen.
Because obviously you do. If they did like a real world style.
Hold on. I don't care to a degree. Well, if I cared enough, I'd be in there.
Really? Because if they did one of those confessional, like, real world style, you know, in front of curtain, like, what do you think of Mark? Mark? That guy, he never talks to anybody. He just goes right out to his car for lunch. I think he's either jerking off or I don't know what the hell he's doing in there. It's weird, man.
Well, they're right.
Maybe he's smoking pot. That's why he's always getting drug tests, because he keeps going to his car every break. The manager thinks he's fucking smoking pot every night.
Right again.
And then another guy like, I was wearing yoga pants the one night, and he was staring my ass the whole fucking
time. That's true. And the girls at work, they wear yoga pants, like, constant. That's all they wear. Like, it's like, listen, if you don't want me to look for labia, you need to start wearing jeans.
Well, you can look at the ass, but don't look at the front.
Oh, I look at it all.
She's going to see.
Nah, no.
And by the way, you could get fired for that shit.
They don't know where I'm looking.
You get fired and sued.
No, I'd say, why are you looking at me? Huh? Let me ask you that.
My eyes are up here. Oh, you were looking at my eyes. Shit.
No, fuck you. Well, don't look at my eyes. I get offended when people look at my eyes. Who's to say? Look, you get offended when I look at your vagina? Well, I don't like you looking at eyes.
It's weird you do that because I've known Mark to get scolded by girls for looking at him. It's happened to you, right?
Yeah, maybe once or twice. I don't know.
More than that, probably. I know the one time at the bar, the girl said, what are you...
You can name one time.
Was it me or you? She said, what are you smiling at?
No one ever said that to me. Someone said, what are you looking at? So that smile thing must have been to you. I don't know.
Either way, like, what are you looking... And by the way, fuck you.
Me?
The girl.
Oh,
someone looked at you. Holy shit. You're out. You're looking good. You want to be people to be approve of your looks.
We all...
But then when I look, like, well, don't look at me. You're not on my level. Fuck you. I
mean, we all know when girls go out to a club...
If my fucking wallets were overflowing with hundreds, you'd be over here in a second, bitch.
Because all women are money-grubbing whores,
this
right?
This woman was.
Right? Yeah, we all know it now. Yeah.
This woman
we all know
particular
how you feel.
Was.
How do you know? Did you have that t-shirt that said she was?
I can tell.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dude, he doesn't like women. And that's, you know, that's sad for him. I mean, that's no way to live. I mean, I don't want to live my life like that. But, you know, hey, to each their own, right?
Yeah, well, you go back to bottom. You know what? Don't you have some bottom feeding to do?
No, I'm recording. When I'm done, yeah.
Go back to bottom. Did you get on that Tinder yet? I'm curious to know if it
works. No, I didn't buy. I'm not. I wouldn't. I
would, Tinder.
Explain what Tinder is.
It's like what's the gay one called?
If no one knows what the other one is either, maybe you have to go a little more specific.
Basically, it shows people who is in your area and who's up the fuck.
It's just a hookup thing.
There's one for men, and I forget what it's called. And
there's a gay one. You guys,
that's one. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then there's the straight one for Tinder. I don't think it's going to work. For man to woman, it's not going to work that well.
It's all going to be prostitutes and, yeah, prostitutes and people mugging you.
Sock puppets.
I would never do anything like that. It's akin to Craigslist, the casual encounters. Like, I don't fucking trust it. Listen, yeah. I mean, it's great. You meet a girl at a bar and you hook up. Awesome. You know, that's not safe, but it's safer.
But you've never done the thing where on the internet and the girl's like, hey, come over, and you've never met her, and that's and just she's like, come over and have sex?
No. I mean, I've done the dating website one, and we've been emailing back and forth, and then we make plans to hang out, and I just go over there, and we end up having sex. But it wasn't like, hey, come over, you ready for some fucking?
Oh, you know what? I thought I did that, but I didn't, because I remember I met this girl at the Tim Hortons once. And then a few days later, she texted me and said, come over. But she already got a glimpse of me. So
yeah, it's like, yeah, all right, he'll do.
It wasn't just, hey, come on over.
Yeah, I've never had that. Plus, I don't think I trust it. Oh, one time a girl did offer that.
By the way, if you show up, it's not going to be anything. It's going to be the bottom of the barrel.
Actually, the girl from the pictures, you know, was decent. Oh, my God. This was back when we were living together. And this girl kind of said that. And she gave me, like, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just we're just online here. How do I know you're even a person? You're not some fucking dude.
But you meet in a public place. Everyone knows that.
No. She was in bed. She was drunk. She wanted me to come over now. It's not gonna be a public place. It's like fucking 4 a.m. So she gave me her phone number. It's like, well, call
that
me.
That sounds
now.
Like fun.
She's like, call me now. Like, I'm real. I'm a girl. And so I called her. It was a girl. So I'm like, I'm still like. I don't know. The real reason I didn't do it was because this was the days before GPS, and I knew I couldn't find her fucking house. Because she was like, she told me where it was. It's by this place. It's like the street right before
you fucked up.
I'm like, shit. Because I could predict if I said yes, and I'd be driving around.
And time was the essence because she's going to fall asleep.
I know. I would have been driving around for hours, not knowing, like, where is this? I'd be calling her back.
I've had that where. This is a girl I already knew. It was like an ex-girlfriend.
But she was like, I will leave the door unlocked. Come in. Just come. I'm giving you this is my address. Just come on in.
The thing about that is, like, I had told you the one before, ex-girlfriend lived like an hour away. She's like, come on over. I'm like, I had to keep calling her on the way there to make sure she's awake. If I show up and you're fucking zonked out.
I'm fucking you anyway.
But I had that same exact experience, except again, it was an ex-girlfriend where we broke up, and this is like, I don't know, it's 7-8 months later. Maybe even a year. It was a long time after, and I hadn't seen her or talked to her, and she's like, "Come over, I'm in bed." So, it was like a girl you didn't know because it was so foreign all of a sudden, you know? Because it was so long before.
Sounds awesome.
It was because that's like, I hadn't been there in like a year, so I just walk in and she like lost weight, but I couldn't see her because it was dark, but I could feel it. I'm like, wow, this is cool.
You've been so distraught over me, you don't even eat anymore. It's pretty good. Should have broken up with you years ago.
Well, you know what I think it was? Like, she got so pissed when I dumped her ass that she, like, all of a sudden I went on this crazy workout regime. I'm going to show that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was fun because you just show up.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
You know.
Yeah, like I said, listen, if I had GPS at the time, I would have went to that girl's house. But I just told her no. And I told her, I might have said I didn't really feel comfortable with that. And maybe I could take you out to dinner sometime.
She didn't.
She said, you know, at the time she said okay, and I had her number. I called her the next day. She was super confused as to who I was. And, you know, once I explained a good couple minutes later, she was like, Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, let me call you back.
I feel that this girl's dead now.
Yeah, it could be. Everyone's dead
now. Anyone is inviting strangers over to have sex with them when they're drunk anything can happen. Robberies. Yeah. That's not a smart thing to do. But by the way, if you are feeling like your relationship's getting stale, don't talk to your girlfriend or wife for a year and then sneak into the house and it'll be, oh my God, it'll be fun.
That sounds pretty good.
It'd be even better if she moves to a new place.
I was going
to
say, because if she moves and there's someone new there, now you're just fucking some dude you don't know.
No, I'm saying if she's in a new, and she's in a foreign place, that'll make it even more fun because you're like, you don't even know where it's dark and you're walking through her house. Because she did. She's like, I'll leave the door unlocked. So, you know, I just wandered in. And she even said, like, when I got in bed with her, she's like, this is weird.
Hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Now she's a lesbian, so.
You turned her, huh?
She was a lesbian before me, too. I was her one, you know, whatever you call
experiment.
It.
Experiment.
Yeah, I
feel like she's like a scientist.
She finally went back to dudes, you know, after, I think she left dudes because she had some incident with, where she was, I think she was either raped or close to it. So she's like, yeah, fuck dudes, I'm going without women. And then, like, I convinced her to go back with dudes again.
Come on, come on.
And then I ruined it for her again by, like, breaking her heart. Which I don't know, you know, I still...
Honestly, listen, you didn't break her. You two drifted apart.
Someone dumping you shouldn't be, like, this huge, like, that motherfucker. Like,
you don't get it. She gave you her heart and her soul, all right? And, of course, she's going to be heartbroken over that. It's not the same, man. It's not the same for you.
Yeah, and I've been on the other side of it, too. Looking back, I was a big pussy, but still.
No,
You shouldn't be so angry that someone dumps you. It's like,
yeah,
well,
I know. I'm being sarcastic.
Would you rather that person just keep dating you even though they don't like you? Like, they fucking hate your guts?
It drives me crazy now when I hear people talk. I hear experts talking, and they talk about...
We're the fucking only experts in this
planet. I know. Well, listen,
I've seen it all. We've done it all.
These opinions right
here... black chicks, never done that.
I know, or Asian. These opinions right here in the room are the only ones I care about. Everyone else, I don't fucking care. I'll be polite and listen and nod, maybe. But just know, I do not care what you have to say at all. I have no respect for your opinions or anything about you.
It's like a really nice guy.
I know. Eh, I'm all right. But, shit. I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, well.
You're going to say people saying, experts saying.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've been hearing experts talk about marriage and, you know, with the divorce rates rising and... Even not even just the rates, just the ages of people getting divorced. You know, you've been married like 50 years and now you get divorces. And like everyone's fucking anti-divorce. You think just because you've been married for 30, 40 years, you should just stay together? If you're fucking miserable, get out. I do not understand. Look, listen, we'll be dead soon. Do you want to live the rest of your life in fucking misery? Why should we all suffer?
We came up with a perfect solution to this.
Are you going to do your marriage contracts again?
Again, it's a perfect way. Why should it be a lifetime contract?
Really shouldn't. Listen, you take care of your kids. You take care of your responsibilities. But the relationship between a man and a woman should not be forever. The whole... divorce practices are antiquated and insane. Someone shouldn't get a fucking payday.
By the way, how many people get married and they know in their heart of hearts that this is a mistake?
Lots of people.
And they do it anyway.
They feel that they
should. Like, I'm not into this person that much, but we've already... It's like, you know, I've been building this thing. What, am I going to tear it down and start over again? I
mean, I'm at a certain age.
That's a half decade of my life or whatever.
I need to be married. I'm going to be 30 soon, and I'm not married. I need to be married. Listen, everyone needs to get out of this fucking mindset.
And the scales are so tipped, too, because... Because
you're so fat.
It's like, okay, 2 years to decide to marry the person for 50 years. It's like, all right, I've known you for 2 years. Now I'm gonna sign up for 50 more. That's stupid.
Yes, and the game plan is to be with this person forever. It doesn't make much sense to me. And I'm glad that the divorce rates are fucking skyrocketing. I hope it's going to be, you know... 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, 100%, until finally people come to their senses and say, you know what? We really don't need this anymore. We don't need to get fucking married. You want to procreate? Go right ahead. We don't need to get married to do
it. Well.
Don't give me well shit.
No, you know it's better for someone to have two parents in the same house.
Just because you're not married doesn't mean you're not going to be in the same house. Two people. What? We need to be forced to be together?
Well, your scenario works if most people are doing the same thing. But if you're still an outsider, we're like, oh, my. When your kid's in kindergarten, like, my mommy and daddy aren't married. And everyone else's are. I mean, come on. Now, like
actually,
I said.
It's a common thing now, so.
But yeah, it's getting more common, so it's not a big deal.
No one's going to be an outsider.
But at the same time, I guess you're right. You know what? Either way, you still might break up. But at least the thing about marriage, and this is why people get married, is like it's more locked in. It's less likely that you're going
to
leave.
That's why I'm anti-marriage. Someone's trying to force you into something. That's the whole idea of marriage. I'm going to force your fucking hand. You want to break up? You're pissed at me? Well, good fucking luck. We're married. You want to go get a lawyer? You want to go pay for that? Or are you going to go sit your ass down and be miserable with me?
Why would you want someone to be there with you if they're miserable?
I don't know. Then why get married?
You know, exactly. I know you hate me, and we
barely, no, you're cool,
we
dude.
We barely
cool.
speak, and you know, half the time you just fall asleep on the couch, and you don't even come up to bed. Like, but I'm going to keep you here because why? You know, whatever.
Exactly. How long is it going to be till marriage is done? It's probably going to be like fucking 300 years.
Never.
Yeah,
not everyone's like you, Mark.
A few hundred years.
Some marriages do work.
Yeah, the older ones.
You act like your parents got divorced the way you speak.
They did. They've been married for... it's going to be like 40 years or
I
plus.
I know. Where does all this come from?
I don't know.
Your parents... I don't know your parents or anything, but...
My parents are happily married.
Yeah, they seem to have an alright relationship. You think...
Like, probably going to be 40 or over, around there.
You'd think that... You know,
I know. Don't I sound like I come from a broken home?
Yeah.
I don't.
Your father left and left your mother in a lurch and you know, yeah. She worked three jobs. No.
Not the case.
Your father's a breadwinner. Your mom was around to take care of you guys. Yeah. But nope, you're a fucking bitter prick.
I know. You believe that?
What's up with you?
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone should do a case study on me.
My parents are the same as yours. Maybe a little less years, but you know, I'm not as bitter about it as you.
Well, listen, I'm better than other people.
Huh, weird.
Yeah, who knew?
You know who else is better than people? You.
Hotch out. Shut up. Oh my god, dude. You know that's why I do this shit?
Well, I was waiting. I didn't know if you were going to do it.
Anyway.
You got your eyes closed. You don't even know how long we've been doing this for.
Oh, you haven't been looking at me. I've been staring at your nose the entire time.
Oh, wait, we video this now. You can't close your eyes anymore.
Oh, you know what? One of the days, I had my eyes closed for a little bit, and then when I look back on YouTube, the video, I'm like, man, it looks stupid. I got my eyes fucking closed. But I like having my eyes closed, but now I can't do it. Anyway, hotshotwizkids.com. Check out the rest of the week. And you know what? Tell a fucking friend. And...
Well, your wife.
No. Yeah, because she's not your friend, that's for sure. But share it. Get on the Facebook. Get on Twitter. Get on the whatever the fuck you have. And, you know, start sharing it. Post some shit up there, man. We're trying to build. Check out the rest of the week. hotshotwizkids.com.